Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan. Short and sweet. Welcome, everybody, and Merry Christmas. We're right at the right in the middle. It's going to be a probably very easy day for you to call in. I've got a lot to do, but we'll work in as you called. If you've had trouble before, this will be an easy day for you to get in and chat about the stuff I'm going to talk about or something that you want to talk about. Either way is fine. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. It's 866-444-3478. Talking about gardening, landscaping, pest control. Not much pest control issues going on right now. You may have some interior pests or something like that. If you do, we can chat about that. And a few things I've seen we'll bring up and discuss. The weather is first on my agenda. Last week, those of you that get our newsletter saw something kind of pretty. That happened last Sunday when I came. I talked about it at the beginning of the show. We had the most incredible sunrise I've ever seen. And sure enough, a lot of other people did too. We got some really beautiful photography sent to us by several of the listeners and put that into a newsletter. And it was the recent one that went out for everybody to see. Spectacular in the east, but it covered the entire sky with these Monet type colors, pinks and blues, and just really, really unbelievable. And the photography that some of the people got was terrific. So if you don't get the newsletter, you can go to the archives of the newsletter on dirtdoctor.com. Just click on the newsletter button, or you can go to the one of the list over there on the right-hand side on the homepage. That list is all the newest stuff that's been put on the website. And you'll see the newsletter about the sunrise there in that list. You can click on it and see it there. So check it out. The next newsletter that's going out, it's got one of the cutest things about Christmas. It's an American greeting card did it originally, and it was on YouTube, and we are sending it out there by because it's just such a delightful little card, so you'll get to see that next. How do you get the newsletter? Well, just sign up on dirtdoctor.com. Just follow the simple instructions there, or send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com and say you want to get the newsletter. Pretty good price. It's zero. It's free, and it's weekly. We do one subject at a time. It usually spills over into some links and some other things to expand it to more detail if you're interested in that. But basically starts out as one subject at a time. And right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, you can see all the other stuff about how to join the Organic Club of America. You can see how to buy Howard's books, and clicking on the red button there, my books are available, and it shows you how to, at different levels, which are actually pretty reasonable, you can get a bunch of extra benefits. If you're looking for a late-minute Christmas gift, that may be a good place for you to go. The weather... this morning was quite different, but still pretty spectacular. Created a little bit of a problem for me last night because I don't sleep that well when there's light coming in. And in our bedroom, we have skylights, which is not the smartest design in the world. It's really pretty. It's really a neat deal during the day. They're on a sloped ceiling. And we have these shades that close on them so you can... And we have blackout shades on the other windows, too. And it used to get pretty dark in there. But one of the shades decided to stop working. Well, why is that a problem? Well, last night it was a full moon. I assume it was. I was going to look it up and see if it was totally full. If it wasn't, it was awfully close. Beautiful, beautiful last night and still beautiful this morning when I was driving into the station. But during the night, it was like daylight in the bedroom because there's about six. One of the shades on the skylight doesn't close all the way. Stays open, I don't know, 5 or 6 inches, and it was enough to let quite a bit of light in. Beautiful, beautiful moonlight, but it's probably not the best thing for your sleep if it's in the room. My tea this morning, a little bit of a takeoff of the one I did last week that I told you about. Sambac jasmine, again, is the base. And this morning, I did my usual sage and thyme and a little bit of honey, a little bit of a nice natural honey. But I also put about 3 leaves off my gigantic bay tree. People, when I first started using bay in my teas some years ago, I had some interesting questions, like people had never heard of that and thought that's probably not the best thing to do. I don't know why, because bay is used in cooking all the time, soups and chilies and stews and various kinds of things. So I don't know why it wouldn't be good in tea, and it is. I think it adds a nice, interesting flavor. So if you want to try one that's a little bit unusual, give this one a try. It's bay, thyme. Mine is the one I use this morning is an English thyme, and sage, a couple of different garden sages, and then the Sambac jasmine. I actually don't have any growing. I usually do, but kind of off and on. Sometimes I forget to keep them going, and they are tropical. You have to protect them in the winter. But a commercial version of the Sambac jasmine is what I'm using this morning, and it's good. It's a very good tea, so I'll give that one a try if you haven't, and if you want to try a good one. SPCA report brought to you by Espoma. Espoma, I was looking at one of the Espoma displays in a hardware store the other day, and that's one of the big deals about Espoma is that you can find the products. You can find them across the country in hardware stores and feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, nurseries. They've done a really good job of being distributed across the country, and probably one of the easiest lines of organic products to find across the country, which is good because the quality is extremely high. I use the products and recommend them a lot. Espoma is ESPOMA, Espoma. And they bring us the SPCA report and also the photo contest. The photo contest, I assume, is up. I'll double check it. But the photograph that's the mystery photo on dirtdoctor.com, identifying it first, either on the show, give me a call and tell me on the air, or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. And you win an Espoma product, a gift 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food, and one of our classes, our Torque Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course, online course, 15-chapter course that we've had a lot of good feedback on. A lot of people have taken it. A lot of people are still taking it. One of the nice things about the course is you don't have to sit down and take it all at one time. It would take you a while. I don't know how long it would take if you just went through it at one sitting. The chapters range from over an hour a piece to probably around 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes, the shortest ones, I guess. And they cover all kinds of subjects. They cover the basic stuff, soil, chemistry and biology and physics and soil building and bed preparation that I recommend, the basic organic program, which I'm going to get into today to some detail. It also has a couple of chapters on insects, a chapter on disease, a chapter on landscaping, a chapter on food crops, two chapters on trees, which we're going to talk about a lot today. And other things as well. We talked a little bit about irrigation and sprinkler systems. We have chapters on mulch and composting. And in other words, the whole gamut of things that you need to know about to do gardening, vegetable gardening, landscaping, herb gardening, all that kind of thing is covered in the course. It's the TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, the nonprofit natural organic gardening and landscaping course. And birds are flying in, so I'll tell you a little bit more about our dog Fiona for this week. And Fiona is interesting, to say the least. And we've got some dogs that still need to be adopted. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Phone number is 866-444-3478. And I will be back with you right after this. Don't go away. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's used by every cell in the human body, and it's especially vital for reducing the risk of heart disease. RegActive's cardio wellness formula contains other ingredients that help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, support healthy heart muscle tissue, and help improve the lining of your veins and arteries all throughout your body. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive cardio wellness formula at fine natural product retailers across the United States.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The SPCA dog today looks like Nellie's sister. Fiona is a 5-year-old chocolate and white pit bull lab mix, weighing about 45 pounds. That's a little bit bigger than my tree climbing Nelly, but says she's sweet, gentle girl, loves attention. She loves meeting new people, greeting friends. She handles well with a tail wag and a smile. She can be a little shy in an unfamiliar place, but as long as you're by her side, she'll take on the world. It says she's well-mannered, already knows how to sit, come, lie down on command, appears to be housebroken. She's loving and affectionate and will make a wonderful family pet. And she's at the Janrice Jones Animal Care Center. The rest of the details about Fiona are on our website. Just click on the SPCA button and you can see the phone numbers and the information about costs and all that. Those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Janrice Jones Animal Care Center is just west of downtown Dallas. And the other dogs, unfortunately, still need a home. It's Jack and Slater. Well, no, Jack and Slater were adopted. Thank you for that. Donald Buster Slater. I got Slater on there twice, so I don't know if Slater must have been adopted. So Donald Buster, Rhino, and Chase are still waiting for homes. Their pictures and their data, their bios are on our website. Just, again, click on that SPCA button. And if you're looking for pets, it's a great, great way to go. Our Tater and Nellie both adopted. Tater from the SPCA and Nellie running around the streets of Lakewood. And friends found her. I thought I had somebody called the show a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about how to keep her from climbing the tree, the big live oak in my backyard that's growing at a big angle, because that's how it was growing when we bought the house. And I just encouraged it. And it's a big, beautiful tree now with a crooked trunk, but she can climb it pretty easily. And I had put plastic, great big thick plastic bags on it, and it had pretty well kept her off of it. But somebody called a couple of weeks ago and said that if I would go to a sheet metal place and get one of those skirts made, you know, custom for the tree, that that would take care of it. This is a great idea. I talked to one company, and I need to talk to some others for a couple of reasons. I'm going to do some art on some big sheet metal for outdoor use for another thing. But the one company that I went to first ended up being a fabrication company, a metal fabrication company that primarily does real high-end sculpture fabrications for artists. And so it was a great find, do extremely beautiful work, but it was going to cost a whole lot more than I was interested in. So I've come up with a new design. Haven't put it up yet, but I will be doing it. And I'll show you pictures of it, what I did and how well it's working and all that. I'm going to be doing it out of some hardware cloth and painted black so it doesn't show up too much. And I think it'll solve the problem because the plastic bags, Judy told me the other day, she was up 20 feet in the tree again, just went right across the plastic bags right up into the tree. So, and that's not a good way to go anyway, because like to a lesser degree, and of course it's just on one side of the tree, you're covering the bark from being able to breathe like it's properly, you know, supposed to do, be able to do. And I don't want to do that. So I did it as a temporary thing until I had time to design this new barrier that I will show you about as we have time. Let's go to the phone, catch up real quick, and then I'll get back to my stuff. David, first up, calling from Preston, Iowa. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. Merry Christmas. What's up?
Well, yeah, the first thing I want to do is wish you guys a Merry Christmas and everything that you do, and have a Happy New Year. I had a question about spices, and I also, just hearing you talk about the dog from the tree, I got a brainstorm, and a light bulb came on and said, you know, you can get these plastic barrels, you know, from these 55-gallon drums if they have a big tree.
Right.
And you can take the bottom out, slice it, and set that around your tree, and you can even bury it down in the ground just a little ways to keep it tilted over. And you can stack those things and duct tape to put them together, or you can put little screws in them around that, depending on how high the dog jumps. And if I just don't know how you'd get him out of there if he jumps inside. You'd have to have probably clearance there, see?
Well, I think you've got a good idea in one way, because you could, if you split it, you can open them up and put it on the trunk of the tree. The only problem with that would be, just like I was talking about the plastic bags, you're covering the bark from air and sunlight and everything, and that's not a good thing. So I like your idea, though. That's a clever temporary thing to do, and I actually have some old barrels that I used to use in my greenhouse. I'd fill them full of water, and the sunlight would hit them, and it would store the energy, you know, during the day and then radiate during the night. And for various reasons, I need to put them back in there. I changed the design inside the greenhouse, and so they're in storage now. So anyway, good thinking.
You can put little spacers in between that. You know, you don't want to get next to the tree. You know, I mean, some of those barrels, it all depends on the size of the tree. If you got too big one, you don't use the barrels. But, you know, you have a little smaller tree that will fit in there and give you at least a couple of inches around it, then that would probably work.
Yeah, and it only needs to be on the top side, because that's the side, obviously, she climbs up. But, anyway. I tell you, the birds are flying in, David. We didn't even get to your point. Can you hang on with me?
Yeah, sure will.
Okay, hang on, and we'll talk about spices when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after these words. So don't go away.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And yes, the mystery photograph is up. And I'll give you a tip on the mystery photo. It's a tree that I talk about a fair amount, and I'm going to talk about it again today. It's one in my garden. And here's David. He had another point to chat about. David, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Thank you. I had a question about spices. You know, lately, I've been using quite a few spices, and, you know, I'm an older fellow, so I don't know whether my taste buds are going awry or whether it's just the spices that they're, because they don't taste the same as they used to taste, you know. And I've talked to other people that have the same problem that are younger than I am, so I'm sure their taste buds are doing all right. But I know that spices are very, very critical to our health, you know, and I was wondering about maybe I should try to grow some of these things, or whether the seeds and plants have already been tainted with chemicals and whatever that cause them to lose their flavor, because, you know, the spice industry is pretty big, and we get it from all over the world, you know, so we don't know really if it's a low grade, high grade, or whatever it is, but
seniors like you and me, probably the taste buds do change. That's probably one thing that is going on. And the other thing is there's absolutely a difference if you grow your own and you're using organic techniques. The flavor will be better because the complex carbohydrates, the sugars that will be in the plants, and then in whatever the plant part is that's making the spice or the herb or whatever it is that you're dealing with. So, yeah, growing your own is fine. And even if you don't use 100% certified organic seed to start with, those plants that are growing from those seed in your healthy soil will be organic and will have the higher sugars and will have better flavor. No question about it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. So I'm going to try that. Do we have to do all those in a greenhouse or
No. Depends on what you're talking about planting. I mean, outdoors at my house, like I said, I've got the bay, the big bay. I've got oregano. I've got just all kinds. You know, the hojasanta dies to the ground like a lot of herbs do, but they're outside. The thyme and the sage and the rosemary and those kind of plants are in pots and out through the winter. So there's a whole bunch of things that you can buy. I'm growing black pepper in a container. It's never flowered and set any fruit because I keep it in a shady place, and there's other reasons as well. But the point is there's a high percentage of the things you can grow yourself, and then others that are truly tropical or have to have a certain specific kind of condition you might have to have in a greenhouse type situation. But I'd say 80% at least of the things you'd be interested in would be able to be grown outdoors.
Yeah, garlic's my favorite. So
that was easy.
Wife doesn't like it, but I love it. So.
No, it's easy outdoors. I've got some coming up in a greenhouse because I'm doing some experimental things in the greenhouse. But for the most part, my big elephant garlic just comes back like gangbusters without me even replanting it, just because of the few corms and cloves that I leave in the garden, and it has great production every year.
Well, I'll get back with you on your website, and thank you guys, like I said, and have a wonderful Christmas, and thank you for your expertise in what you're doing.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you soon. Bye. All right, let's go to Ray next, Colorado Springs, and see what's up with him. Hey, Ray.
Good morning, Howard. I've got a question about spring plants to put in to attract bees.
Okay.
Starting some beehives for the first time this spring, and just seeing what I can put in to make it a little more favorable for them.
Well, the answer is a little bit subjective. I don't know that I would have any specific plants that would attract them more than others. The key is to plant a wide variety. And when I say variety, I'm talking about variety of types of plants, ground covers, shrubs, vines, you know, little ornamental trees, various things that have different kinds of flowers at different times. You also want to try to buy flowering plants, your perennials especially, so you don't have to replant them, but annuals and perennials, that have different colors of flowers, different fragrances of flowers, and flower at different times. You see what I mean? So just this wide variety of things is going to attract the bees, and not only honeybees, but also just as important and maybe more, and for sure more important for certain specific plants, like squash and zucchini and cucumbers and things like that, are the bumblebees. Mm-hmm. And then other pollinators like the black soldier fly and the hoverflies and various other beneficials that we talk about all the time. They're equally important to helping pollinate the plants. And you get them by just having the organic production, so there's no toxins involved in the garden, and then as wide a range, as wide a variety as you can set up.
Okay.
That's the key.
That's the key to
yep.
it. All right. Yeah, I was just looking for something that, you know, our weather appears finicky. We get up in the 50s, 60s early and through the day, and then at night we drop down to...
Well, I'll tell you a couple of specific plants that are real high on the list of attracting beneficials. And for you, you're going to have to treat these as annuals almost. You may get them, if you cover them with mulch really well in the winter, you may get them to come back for you. But one is almond verbena, and even if you plant it as an annual, it's worth it. It's just incredible how it attracts beneficial insects. The fragrance is fantastic. It's called almond verbena. The other one is white mist flower. It just the beneficials love it. Another one that, that would be very inexpensive for you to do, I use it as a cover crop in vineyards and in landscaping places and all kinds of different ways, but it's buckwheat. The buckwheat seed can be purchased from seed companies, and you plant it in the spring when it's nice and warm, and you get it coming up really fast and flowering, and it attracts beneficials beautifully. Also, the bees in general, and other pollinators too, like the sweet-smelling herbs like mints and verbenas and things like that, horse mint, things like that, if you plant them. And they can be very inexpensive and be planted from seed as well. Transplants too, but the if you plant from seed, you're going to just have a better use of your budget. And those attract the beneficials just beautifully.
Okay. Okay, that's what I need. It's somewhere to start, because I've asked some of the beekeepers around here, and they mostly just put them out in the field. There are bees out in the field, but since I just got one or two hives.
No, you're thinking very well. And a lot of these mints that I mentioned and various other herbs that have nice, sweet fragrances are not only helping attract the bees and various pollinators, but they're also helping with some of the parasites, you know, the varroa mites and the other harmful pests that come along. Those real strong minty type things like peppermint and various, you know, mints. There's a whole bunch of different ones. Peppermint would be real high on my list, though.
Okay.
Help you with the harmful parasites and everything that come along and can be destructive.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good crop of spearmint coming out.
Oh, that's good. That's one of the best you can have. It becomes a little invasive, as I have found out in my own garden, but it's really good for the beneficials.
Okay.
All right.
That helps quite a bit. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call, Ray. Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you. And open line for you at 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Let me see where I was here. Okay, we got the attracting bees. Let's talk about trees. I want to do a good list, bad list kind of thing. I was reminded to get into this today on Bob Webster's show, my buddy down in San Antonio yesterday. I do every Saturday morning with him. He brought up the question if I knew anything about pawpaws, and I just happened to know a little bit. I have two. Used to have three. I can't remember what happened to the third one. It was a smaller one. I've got two big pawpaws in the backyard now, and they're beautiful. They grow in a wide range of soils. They'll grow in a wide range of areas out there across the country if you want to look into it. We've got pretty good information about the pawpaws on dirtdoctor.com. The library, if you haven't used my website before, the library information is all in alphabetical order. And the search works pretty well. You type in what you're looking for in the little search window up there at the top. And what you're going to get is first searches that are advertising that come out of the regular, you know, search engine type stuff. And then you'll see the little square that says ad in it. You know those are ads, and those aren't ours. Below that, you start getting into the stuff that's on our website. It doesn't have the ad out beside it. And you can find the information about pawpaws. They're difficult to bring into fruit. The fruit's wonderful, but the pollination's tricky because the male flowers and the female flowers don't mature at the same time on the plants, and so you have to have pawpaws that come from different growers and different places a lot of times so that you get the timing worked out so that the real pretty little purple flowers that they have, very, very interesting flowers, can get pollinated and properly, and you have the fruit. So check out, I'm probably going to be adding a little bit more information to pawpaws, but I'd plant it just as an ornamental plant anyway. Beautiful big old leaves that are very decorative. Grows in same situation as Japanese maples, which I recommend to people across the country as well. Just tremendous little ornamental trees in a wide, wide range that do well for you in partially shaded areas. Pawpaw, kind of the same place. Pawpaw will grow in full sun, but they'll burn a little bit, especially in the south. So morning sun, afternoon shade is probably the best thing for you, as it is with the various Japanese maples. The one Japanese maple that can take the most sun is among my favorites, actually. It's the species plant. It's the green Japanese maple that most of the hybrids are bred from. And it's a good one. If you'll have a little trouble finding it because the nurseries tend to have the fancy ones and the red leaf ones and all that. But the species, Acer palmatum is real high on my list of favorite little ornamental trees. We'll talk a lot more about trees and other things right after this break. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? Pure Grow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for Pure Grow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, Spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right. Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. You can see that beautiful photography that people were nice enough to send us about the sunrise last Sunday on Facebook. Also, it's there. It comes up first thing. I'm going to be putting some of my latest art. I've done a few new pieces this past week, and I'll put them on Facebook, and we'll eventually add it all to the website, other than just the ones that are for sale, just so you can see a cross section of what we're doing. One of the things that's going to be interesting for Christmas is I am doing a piece for my daughter Logan and my announcer. She and Bo, her husband, are starting the piece. It's I told them how to do the base for it, and then I'm going to finish it up when we're together. So I'll show you that when it's all done. It's going to be an interesting one, and kind of in line with some of the others that I've done, the abstract painting that I've done. But I'll try to put you some of the most current things up on Facebook. Maybe during the show, during the break, when I can, so you might check on that, see some of the wild stuff I'm coming up with. I'm getting fairly close to finishing a wood sculpture that I started about 30 years ago, you know, on a beautiful piece of cherry. I got started, and then I got distracted, or, you know, was not comfortable where I was going with it, and put it away for years. And I got back to it and came up with a solution for it, a final look that I really like. And it's getting fairly close to that. It's taken a tremendous amount of time. Probably never be for sale because nobody will be able to afford it the time I've got into it. Let's talk about trees a little bit more, and then we'll go back to the phones whenever you would like. But I wanted to talk about the good list, bad list on trees. The good list is actually pretty interesting, because some of the plants that are on the good list will grow anywhere in the country, pretty much. I was having a very interesting conversation with an arborist the other day about one of my favorites that grows from Dallas to Boston and all kinds of places in between. And he was saying that he didn't think it would last a long time here, but boy, I'm not seeing a similar situation at all. And that is a tree that looks a whole lot like a bald cypress tree, but it's not. It's a dawn redwood is the tree. Just gorgeous tree. It has an overall look. It's very similar, but the foliage is opposite instead of alternating. It's a little bit neater looking. It will grow in any kind of soil out there. There are some beautiful, big, gigantic, gorgeous ones up in Boston, and we have some really nice, large ones here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that are doing well. So I was a little bit of a head-scratcher, somebody saying that it doesn't last a long time. Some of the most spectacular ones I've ever seen. In fact, where I first ran into them and got interested in them, I was doing a landscape design project in Memphis, Tennessee. In fact, I did a couple. The first two organic projects that I ever did were in Memphis. And I've been traveling around some beautiful, tall, spire-like trees caught my eye. I stopped at this really pretty little college called Rhodes College. Not where you become a Rhodes Scholar, it's different Rhodes. This is Rhodes College in Memphis. Beautiful old stone buildings. But they had some dawn redwoods there. They had a little grove of them. The darn things were 70 or 80 feet tall. There may be more today because that was quite a while ago, and they were just doing spectacular. Now, the soil there in Memphis is real deep and sandy loam and wonderful soil, but I've seen them do well in the black and white soils that we have in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and in other soils as well. So high on my list, but bald cypress are as well. Montezuma bald cypress is my favorite of all. A lot of people think it won't, you know, grow north of the Rio Grande in southern Texas, but that's not true. It'll grow far north of there. The only little bit of a fatal flaw that it has is that it's so close to being evergreen that if we have an unusual early ice storm, the ice will collect on the still green foliage on the Montezuma cypress and can cause some breakage. It's cosmetic, usually. I've seen it bust up some trees pretty badly, but usually it's just a cosmetic situation. And this is a spectacular tree in a lot of ways. This is the same tree that you've heard me talk about that's in my fantastic tree talk that's in Oaxaca, Mexico, that's somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 years old. It's, you know, there's an argument about exactly how old it is, but you can see from the photographs on dirtdoctor.com, it is an absolutely spectacular tree. It has a trunk diameter of over 45 feet, to give you an idea. And it's beautiful. It's in perfectly good, healthy shape for a couple of different reasons, which we cover on the website. But in the ash category and the oak category, the maple category, we're going to talk about different trees that are the best quality for you, and then how to stay away from the bad ones, the things like Bradford pear and the poplars and the willows and the fruitless mulberry and the hybrid maples are just horrible trees, and they're being planted all over the place. I'll talk to you about the trees that I do recommend in those categories, shade trees and also ornamental trees. The second hour, I didn't get as far along as I thought I would get, but we'll go into the basic organic program after I go through what I want to talk about on trees and then whatever you would like to discuss. So hang in there, and I'll see you after this break.